Up next on justicefound.org, guest host Ebony Brenner, Rima Calloway, and Renisha Johnson get together for a heart-to-heart discussion about teen pregnancy and one of the primary issues affecting young black women today. This is David Kordsmeyer from the Justice Foundation, and I am excited to bring you another edition of the Work of Justice Talk with the host, Roland Washington.
Hey, 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 San Francisco. Here we are back on the radio. Well, one issue we wanted to talk about today was teen pregnancy. We feel like right now this is one issue that is affecting us and our peers very drastically. And Amy, you want to elaborate more on it first?
Well, teen pregnancy is a big issue going on in our schools. And well, my point of view, how I see it, I just think that people should wait until they're ready to have babies. And the teenagers now, they believe that they need somebody to love them, that they can't have love through their family or friends, so they want to have a child of their own, not knowing what they're gonna, what's gonna, like the outcome, not knowing how much responsibility they have to take with babies.
Yeah, my thing is, like, that ties back into what we talked about in the first show about how, you know, we don't have any, we feel like we don't have the correct guidance. And I feel like if you know what you have endured through your parents, you know, having you at a young age, you know, everybody wants to be so grown when they're in high school. And then, you know, when you actually get the time out, they have these kids when they're very young. And then, you know, once you've taken care and you've gone through all the stress, and then you want to go out and party, and it doesn't work that way. I feel like, you know, and a lot of other, you know, African American minorities, you know, they try to have babies to, you know, hold on to men and things like that. And I don't feel like that's the right way to go. You're just putting the child in another, you know, harsh environment.
This is Ebony, and to speak on it, all I can say is that I think it's so much on the person, their self, the going as far as the, I guess, the girl. I think it's so much as finding their self and knowing who they are as a woman or as a child. And I think they're confused and they don't understand who they are as a person. So they feel like they need something else to gain attention or to give attention to.
To love them.
Yeah. So it's like more of, I think it's like personal, not as much as like they have all these personal struggles and these bad influences like that. They don't have no well structured, I could say, life, and they don't know what they want as a person. I think it goes back to where Ronisha said, their guidance and who their parents are, and has their parents never, they had them at a young age, and they may be living with their grandparents, and their mother never did nothing for them. So they want to give something to someone else or something else, not worrying about the future and how this may affect their life or even the child's life.
But then again, it's back to, like, how can you, if you don't know yourself and you don't know your own wealth and you don't know what you want out of life and what you're here for, how can you provide for another life? Like, how can you take care of another child if you're not sure why you're here yourself or your divine purpose? Or if you're not sure, like, if you don't love yourself, how can you give love to somebody else? That just doesn't really make any sense to me. You know what I'm saying? We at a young age, we're supposed to be, like, not tying ourselves down. We're supposed to be, like, excelling.
Partying.
We are not necessarily partying, but, yeah, partying. How are you going to go to a party?
If you got a baby.
If you got a baby.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know, my mama, basically. You know what I'm saying? She had, well, she didn't have me at a young age, but she had my brother at a young age. And she always talks about how she spent most of her childhood trying to be grown. And I live with my grandmother. So it's like, now she wants to go out and party.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how does that, that doesn't add up to me. That really doesn't add up to me.
This is how I see it. I see it that when teenagers, at our age, they're trying to be grown, and they lose their childhood. So when they finally realize that they are 18 and they have responsibilities, they don't want it no more. They want to go back to the time where they were 16 or 17 trying to regain their teenage years. And I believe that
it's an emptiness there when women want to have kids by people, because they just, like you said, they sometimes they just have it just to tie the man down, and the man feeds you this, oh yeah, I'm gonna be there, but then in the long run,
he's not. He's a child himself.
Yeah, and he wants to experience stuff, and I think that, I don't know, to me, I wouldn't want to have a child right now because I'm not able to take care of it, and plus I'm not living under my own roof. I don't have the proper education. So what if my child wanted to help ask me to help him for their homework, and I can't do it because I don't know what he's doing? And I feel that if you want to have a child, have it at the right age. At the right time, when you feel like you could take care of your child, yeah, stable. Not have to go steal diapers and stuff to wipe your baby and to put on your baby's butt. I mean, I want to be able to provide for the baby and be there for their every needs, not just have a baby because I want him and I need him now, but he's going to need more than me.
Yeah, and then it goes into, you know, a lot of people have babies for the wrong reason. And then when they, like we use the example of using a child to hold on to a man. So say you have the child to hold on to the man and the man leaves. You're not having this child because you love him and you want to take care of this child. You're just having it to hold on to the person. He steps. So you have no unconditional love for the child. So where did that leave it? It's all independent. I mean, a child can feel when a mother doesn't love him. They say, like, that's... I think for crack babies, you know, crack babies can actually die from not being held. You know, mothers who are out there are on crack, you know, they're constantly looking for it to get their next hit, and they don't pick up the child as much. Babies can actually die from you not having love. And that's deep for me.
So that's why, like, now they try to keep like a bond with the parents. Like, when they have the babies, they put the baby on the chest. So you could, like, get a connection. But it's like... like, when you're little and you feel like your mom, not your connection starts fading away, then you grow up not having respect for your mom. And then the parents are going to be mad because they didn't know how to treat their kids.
Yeah, and they always like to step in after you feel like you've matured. And then that's another thing. It's just like, and I look at the relationships also, the basis of the relationships. A lot of people are teenagers and they feel like, oh, I'm so in love. I'm not saying that you know, I don't want to downplay anybody's relationships when you're teenagers, because, you know, I'm a teenager too. And I know there are people that I have love for, but we're teenagers. We need to be out, we need to be out having fun. You don't need to be all tied down and married and with babies. And I think about a lot of people's parents who've been together and had babies when they were like at age 18. They're not together anymore. They're divorced. But if you think about, like, in the olden days where people, you know, were actually married before they had babies, they're still together. They've been together for, like, 50 and 60 years. You've been together for him for 6 months. And you love him.
Two weeks.
You love Bobo, and you want to have Bobo baby now. Make no sense.
I would appreciate it if you not put my business out on the air. But I think it goes back, like, I agree with both you guys are saying. It goes into everything. I think the person, if you, all advice to young teens that don't know their self, I suggest you continue to stay in high school. Get a high school diploma. Go to City College if you can and get all the education that you can, so you can teach your child how to do math problems and simple things like add and subtract. Because I know a lot of teen parents that themselves can't write in cursive and can't spell their child's name, and their child names has commas and exclamation points in it. And I think it just goes into being educated. I think all young women should educate themselves before going out and giving themselves to these men and these children. And just find yourself and be more strong, educated Black women, so we all can better ourselves and grow, so we can run this world.
Amen, Evan. Amen.
That's right. So we're going to close it on that. So next time, I think we're going to have to give you guys like most of the show. Yeah. And you should have another one of your peers come. So... yes.
We're gonna bring in a mother.
Yeah,
a teen mother.
The phones were definitely ringing, and too bad I don't answer them. So, close out, Ranisha.
So we just want to anybody. Well, my last.
No, you only got a couple of seconds. Close.
We got a couple of seconds. Yeah. Well, thank you, San Francisco. Everybody,
thank you,
for
San
listening.
Francisco. We love you.
So thank you, Ebony, Ranisha, and Rima.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Created a dream.